Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Tonight, I want to talk about how do you know they like you? Oh my gosh. Today, it's so hard to tell when somebody likes you or not. We get so many questions of people asking us, I just don't know if he likes me, or I don't know if she's into me. So I'm going to give you guys a few clues as to whether somebody likes you for you or whether they don't. So let me jump right in. When you start to talk to somebody, you guys, and you're trying to get to know them, right? In the beginning, everybody's nice. I've said this 1,000 times. We never take people at face value in the beginning. It takes time to see what somebody is about. I can't say this enough, all right? This is how so many people get fooled, is that they believe what somebody says in the beginning with actually giving it time. There's a lot of good actors out there. Believe me when I tell you, there's a lot of good actors. And a lot of people are not necessarily going to want to date you for you. They're going to want to date you maybe for some benefit that you can offer them. What is that benefit? It could be sex. It could be money. Or it could be ego. A lot of people forget about ego. And that's where players come into play. Like a lot of people say, well, you know, if he's not into me, why does he keep me around? Or why does he keep texting me every now and then? Because it could just be his ego or her ego, okay? Because they want to know that, you know what? If they text you, you're there. You respond, okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. So how do you know if somebody likes you? Here's the thing. You start to talk to somebody. First indication of whether somebody likes you is whether they're willing to get on the phone and talk to you consistently. Not just talk to you the first night, the second night, or the third night for an hour or two. I'm talking consistently. Like, in other words, they've shown you that they can get on the phone at least 6 times before actually meeting you. Okay, people that are looking for, you know, a hookup or just looking for sex, these are the people that are going to want to meet you right away. They're not going to want to put the work into sitting there and talking to you on the phone for hours. Now, beware. There are some good players that will do that in the beginning to try to fool you. And, you know, some of them are smooth and will try to ask you questions and act like they're so into you. But how do you know? They can't keep it up. These people can't keep it up a month, all right? Some of them can't even keep it up a full week. So it's a duration game, you guys, all right? You're not really going to know whether somebody really likes you until time has passed, okay? How do we know people like us? It's their actions and behaviors over time. It's not the first day. It's not the second day. It's not the first week. It's not the second week. It's not the first month. Sometimes it's not the second month, okay? Now, the next indicator of whether somebody likes you is, you know, obviously it's the type of conversation they have with you. If these people are just talking about superficial things, they're talking about sports, or they're talking about the weather, or they're talking about politics, that's all fine. But if they don't ask you specific questions about yourself or seem interested in about you, then more times than not, they're not really looking to know who you are. They don't care. Why don't they ask questions about you? Because point blank, they don't care. Okay? They don't care. So you need to understand that just because somebody has conversation with you, that doesn't mean anything unless they seem like they're looking to know who you are. Where did you go to school? How many siblings do you have? What kind of things do you like to do? How were your past relationships? What's your relationship with your family? Tell me about your career. And questions like that, you guys. This is how you get to know somebody. And like I said, it's not the first, second, or third time you talk to them. It's over time. Because this is where people get fooled. They get these players that ask these questions in the beginning. People think, oh, you know, they're so into me. We got into such a great conversation on the date. And, you know, we both like art and everything like that. And they were asking me about the books I read. It's the second date. That doesn't mean anything. Stop believing everything that comes out of these people's mouths in the beginning. All right? Because the fake people can't keep it up over time. Listen to me when I tell you this. They can't keep it up, all right? The mask always comes off. So if you really want to know if somebody likes you, somebody who likes you, number one of all number ones, is they're consistent. They get on the phone. People that don't get on the phone a lot of times, it's because they've got somebody. And you should try to get on the phone with them different times of the day. Because there are some people that have somebody that will only contact you during the day when they're at work, you know, when their old lady or old man's at home, and they never contact you at night. So you want to make sure they contact you different times. Because in this great dating pool that we have, you guys, all right, there's a majority of the people that you see in the dating pool are in relationships, and especially on the dating apps. You've got to be so careful on the dating apps. There are so many people that are in relationships on the dating apps that are married. And even if they're not necessarily in a relationship, they could have a situationship somewhere, okay, that you don't even know about. They could sit there and tell you, yeah, I'm single. Okay, we need to differentiate. Single doesn't necessarily mean that they're not having sex with somebody. There could be a soul tie somewhere. There could be a fuck buddy somewhere or a friends with benefits, and they could be single. So keep that in mind, you guys. But how are you going to know that? You're going to know that by the amount of time and effort they put into you, okay? People that like you will give you their time over a period of time, okay? Not just time in the beginning. They will be consistent with it, all right? Don't be fooled if they give you a lot of time in the beginning and then all of a sudden, you know, they disappear or something down the road. They've got to be consistent with it. Now, if anybody brings up anything about sex, give you a massage, it's a rainy day, I'd love to give you a massage or anything like that, and you haven't even had a conversation about other things, guess where their brain is? It's about sex, you guys. They're looking at you as, you know, a sexual object. They should be, serious people have serious conversations, all right? Let me say this again. Serious-minded people who want serious things have serious conversations, all right? This is so true. Oh my goodness. This is so true, you guys. So when you're dealing with somebody and you want to know if they like you, you have to see, Are they having a serious conversation with you? Now, you can have a serious conversation and still laugh about things. It doesn't mean like you're so serious and everything like that. But it's that, you know what? They're taking you seriously. They're not just having fluff conversations and, you know, let me check it off. I called her, okay? That doesn't mean anything unless somebody's trying to get to know you. Now, the next thing. Are they making plans to see you on a regular basis? Somebody who likes you is going to want to be around you. They're not going to make excuses why they can't see you. They're not going to cancel on you all the time. A lot of times when people do that, it's because they got something else going on or they're just not that into you. You're not a priority, all right? Somebody who likes you is going to make you a priority. They are not going to keep you in the dark, okay? Because they like you. They don't want to lose you. When you like somebody, you want to keep them around, right? You don't want that person to feel out of touch with you. So if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, well, I really don't know if this person likes me or not, you have to ask yourself, is this person being transparent with me? Are they making me feel comfortable in the sense that, you know, they're letting me know that they want to keep me around. They want to see me. People that like you are going to want to see you on a regular basis. It's not going to be on a Tuesday night when they have plans with, you know, Sally, Jane, and Marie on the weekend, all right? So that's another thing. They're going to want to see you on regular night, like regular going out nights, which is usually Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Okay, you guys? Now, when somebody likes you, let's move on to the next thing, okay? Now, you're talking on a regular basis. You're getting into deep conversations. They're being consistent with it. There is no shady shit going on, okay? They're not disappearing on you. You know, they're not talking to you at 7 o'clock and then, you know, you're supposed to talk to them later and then they totally disappear on you and ghost you. People that like you are not going to ghost you. Anybody that ghosts you, that is delete, block, you are not worth my time, okay? Because they have no respect for you. If they can't respect you and at least send you a text, whether, you know, they're busy or whatever it could be, it takes 2 seconds to send a text. There's no excuse, all right? Then you know that, you know what? They're not straight up. They're not being serious with you. So anybody ghosts you or anything like that, that is the put on the pay no mind list, all right? You don't even bother with people like that, okay? People that like you don't disappear, you guys. Keep that in mind. Now, you've been dating. Things are going great. You're talking on the phone. They're seeing you on a regular basis. What's the next level? They don't have a problem adding you to social media, okay? Almost everybody's got social media today. Almost everybody, all right? So if they don't add you to their social media, ding, ding, okay? That is a red flag, all right? Because even everybody's grandma today has a social media, Facebook or an Instagram or something. And a lot of people use excuses. I've talked about this in prior podcasts. They'll sit there and they'll say, well, I really don't do social media and this and that, okay? I'm not saying there aren't a few people out there that don't, but 9 times out of 10, they do. And they should have no problem adding you to their social media unless they're trying to, they don't want you to see that, you know, they're talking to other women or they're in a relationship or something like that. Always, always, you guys, check out somebody's social media. It tells you so much about somebody. It really does. Although you have certain players that are very cool and calculated about their social media, they're very careful not to post where they're going. They put those generic memes on. They don't want anybody to know what they're doing. They'll never post a pic of them with a chick somewhere. So just be aware of that. Just study it. See how many people. You know, if you're dealing with a dude and he's got 5,000 women on his page, ding, ding, you're dealing with a social person, okay? This is a social person. So you have to say to yourself, You know, is he somebody out there that's always searching for women? Who are these women? Is he a brand ambassador? That's why he has so many women. It goes the opposite from women to men, too. If you're dealing with a woman that has a lot of guys, it could be because maybe she has an OnlyFans, maybe she's a brand ambassador or to something like that. Or maybe she's just really social and dates a lot of people. So this is why I tell you, look at their social media. Look at what they post. Look at the comments. You know, I've seen people post things on social media where they have their friends comment something like, hey, baby, how you been or something. And, you know, oh, I had a good time, you know, last Saturday night. And meanwhile, these people are telling you that they haven't seen and they haven't dated in forever. And you see things like this. This is why I'm telling you guys this, all right? This is how you're going to know if somebody really likes you or not. They'll add you to their social media. Now, if you are dating consistently and you guys are kind of at that exclusive point, they should have no problem posting a picture of the two of you on their social media. If they're not posting a picture of you, they're not that serious of you. If they're afraid to post a picture of you, they're not that serious with you, okay? Believe me when I tell you this, because this is a big weed out. This is a big weed out, all right? If somebody sits there and they tell you something like, well, you know, I don't like people knowing my business or something like that, why not? What do you have to hide, okay? That should be your first question. What do they have to hide, all right? It's an excuse. Ding, ding. They're giving you an excuse, all right? Don't buy that story. So this is how you're going to know whether somebody really likes you or not. Now, the other thing that I want to bring up too is when you're at that point where you're exclusive and you're having sex with that person, you'll know whether somebody really likes you in the bedroom, you guys, in the bedroom, all right? Because it's more than just having sex. When somebody really likes you, when a guy really likes you, he's not running out the next morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's not having sex with you and leaving at 12 o'clock at night because he's going to meet somebody else. Or he just had sex and now he doesn't want to spend any alone time with you. All right. When somebody likes you, they're going to want to, you know, spend time with you even after they have the sex. They may want to watch a movie with you. They may want to cuddle. There'll be some sort of affection there, all right? So notice when you're with somebody. This is key, you guys. This is really key. Notice when you're with somebody, are they showing you affection even after the sex, all right? Because if they're not showing you any kind of affection after the sex, guess what? That's all it was most times, is just the sex, all right? Or they could be just using you because you're convenient and they're having sex and they're telling you everything looks good and you think they like you, but maybe they're just using you for sex, all right? People that like you, not only can they have sex with you, they can also spend a night with you and not have sex with you and watch a movie with you and still be affectionate with you. Okay, so that's another indicator of whether somebody really likes you. They're not just having sex with you and darting out, all right? And now I want to bring on something else that you guys need to be aware of whether somebody really likes you for you. This is key, all right? This is for these people that are starting to date somebody and they don't know whether this person likes them for them, okay? A lot of times people are involved in relationship with people that use them for something. They could be using them for money. They could be using them for their house. They could be using them for sex or whatever it could be. All right. But beware too. You know, you have to ask yourself always, what does this person see in me? What do I add to their life? Okay. Because in this world, we have a lot of people that are opportunists, Oh my God, I got to bring this up again and again and again. There's so many opportunists out there, you guys, all right? And especially today. You know why? Because there's so much free, easy sex out there. There's so much sex out there. Oh my God, I have so many guy friends that tell me getting sex is so easy today. It's a dime a dozen. So today, if a lot of these dudes know they can get sex, you know, there's a lot of women doing the friends with benefits and situationships, and a lot of women are settling for less, so they're getting a lot of sex. Guess what? Guess what you got out there? You got some of these dudes, and you got women too. It goes the other way too, all right? But you got some of these dudes out there that are opportunists, that are looking for more than just sex. They're looking for an opportunity from you. Now it's not just about getting sex off somebody. Now it's getting something else off somebody. Some kind of financial benefit, all right? What financial benefit? Maybe you have more than they have. Maybe you own your own home and they don't even have a home. Or they're living in an apartment, or they're still living in their parents' house, and they're looking at you, and they're love bombing you because they want to move into your crib, all right? They see a good thing. Or you have somebody that, you know, you're dating, and they live in another city, and they want to come to you. Guess why they want to come to you? Not for you, but to be in your city, okay? So that you could be a jump off or a fresh start for them in another city. And especially if you're in a major metropolis city, such as New York, LA, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, major cities, that maybe somebody who comes from small town America might look at you and start love bombing you, because guess what? Now they want to come to your area and they want to, you know, live there, and they're going to love bomb you. Now, why do they want to come there? Because you know what? They ran the circuit where they live, all right? Which means they dated every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry over there, or Jane Doe and everything else. And now they're branching off and they want to come to you. So this is why I'm telling you, you have a lot of users out there, all right? Be careful, you guys. Be careful. I see it all over the place. You've got to put these people through the ringer. You've got to test these people to make sure that their intentions are true. Are their intentions true in trying to get to know you? Do they really like you for you? This is what you got to ask yourself. Take a good look at yourself, all right? And say to yourself, what is it about me they like? If they could get sex anywhere, what is it about me that they like, okay? Is it because I have something to offer them financially? Is it because, you know, I put up with their bullshit? What is it about me that they like? And this is another thing that you might want to bring up to somebody. Okay, this is a good test. If you're dating somebody and they tell you, oh, I really like you and everything like that, ask them. Say, really, what do you like about me? And if they tell you something to the effect, well, you know, I just think you're a wonderful person. Okay, then you could ask them, really, what do you find so wonderful about me? And then you could pretty much see through what's real and what's BS, all right? Because a lot of the fake ones are going to give you the BS general answers. And that's how you're going to be able to tell, is this person really like me for me or not, okay? Now, I'm going to move right along because I kind of went off tangent here. How do you know somebody likes you? Okay, here's the biggie. They will progress. Ding, ding. They will progress, you guys. They're not just going to date you forever. They're going to want to move forward. Somebody who really likes you is not going to want to linger. Okay? They're going to come on strong like a wave. If they're not after you for some kind of financial benefit and they really like you or something like that, they're going to progress with it. Why? Because they don't want to lose you, all right? A lot of times people may like you because you are the best of the options that they see around them, okay? Maybe you're the best looking that they're dating or something along those lines. Or maybe, you know, you're the easiest to deal with. So you have to look at yourself and look at the other person that you're dating and say to yourself, well, is this person benefiting by being with me? Okay. What do they see in me that they couldn't get off somebody else? This is what you have to ask yourself. Is this why they like me? Am I making them feel good? Okay. Because if you, this is where a lot of people don't understand. They may be let's say they're dating somebody, they're dealing with a really good looking guy, right? And this guy is showing them attention, but they don't know if this guy likes them, okay? Because he sends them hot and cold signals, right? You got to ask yourself, is he doing this because maybe he's looking to sleep with me? Is he doing this because we've had these conversations and we really vibe good together, or we've gone out on some great dates and, you know, it seems like he really likes me? Or, you know, maybe if you don't know or something like that, and you're getting these mixed cold, you say to yourself, well, he's a good looking guy. He has other options. So what is it about me that he's feeling? You know, like, what is it about me that he really likes? You know, you have to really look in, you guys, with like a microscope in order to analyze people and to study people. And then you'll get the answers that you're looking for. This is how you study people and you know what kind of cat you're dealing with, because you have so many deceptive people in the world. And I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I'm a realist. I'm a realist and I've seen it and I've lived a lot of life and I know what it is, okay? I know what it is. I earned my stripes, baby. So let me tell you, okay? And this is why I'm podcasting and this is why I'm trying to help other people so that other people will have a heads up. And when they deal with somebody and they're trying to decide, does this person like me or not? They're going to recognize these red flags, okay? Do they like you because you're very sexy and they want to have sex with you? Okay, because you're dressing very sexy and they're attracted to you and they're lusting you and they're coming on strong and love bombing? Or do they like you because they've had good conversations with you and, you know, the two of you are growing this emotional, mental connection, which is real? Or do they like you because you offer some kind of financial benefit to them? You're in a better spot than they're in? Or do they like you because you flatter their ego? Maybe you're always the one that's calling and hitting them up and showing them attention, okay? This is what I'm trying to say, all right? So you have to look at the situation and say to yourself, how do I know if somebody likes me? When somebody likes you, they're not going to play games with you. Serious people don't play games, all right? So are you dealing with a serious-minded person that progresses in life and wants to move on to the next stage? This is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Flakes will flake off. You don't want a flake, and you wouldn't want to get serious with a flake, and especially if you had children with a flake, which is a nightmare, all right? Because you want somebody who's responsible in their life, responsible, because if you ever had kids with them and something happened to you, you want to make sure that this person could take care of your kids. All right. Make sure this is important. All right. I wish somebody told me this years ago. When you're dating somebody, you guys, when you're looking for a partner, you're dating somebody. I'm going a little off base with this, but it's important. You have to ask yourself, could this person raise my kids and I could trust them? Or is this person irresponsible? They can't even take care of themselves. All right. Very, very important question. And especially if you're planning on having a family or having children, okay? You want somebody that you know you can rely on. That is so important, you guys. More important than all the other things that people tell you, personality, this, that. Well, of course you want somebody, you know, that has good character and a good personality, but you want somebody who's responsible, all right? Responsible. You know, half the time people fight, like couples fight or marriages fight, because usually one partner is not responsible. All right. And they're arguing about it. They forgot to do this. They forgot to do that. They left this open. They left the back door open, or somebody got hurt. The kid got hurt, because you're dealing with somebody who's not on their game. All right. But let me get back to, how do you know if somebody likes you? They're going to progress, you guys. They're going to progress. They're not going to disappear, and they're going to be transparent. Oh my goodness. Okay. Transparent. How do you know real from fake? I'm going to tell you right now. You know how you know real from fake? They're going to be transparent. And what does that mean? That means they don't leave confusion in your brain. When somebody leaves confusion in your brain, guess what? You're not dealing with a transparent person. And in a lot of cases, when somebody leaves confusion in your brain, you're dealing with a toxic person. Or it could be a narcissistic person. It could be a lot of different things. But you're not dealing with a transparent person, all right? And when you're not dealing with somebody who's transparent, a lot of times you're going to deal with somebody who gaslights you. In other words, they're going to, you know, you're going to ask them why they didn't call you and they start gaslighting and making excuses, all right? Or they stonewall you and they walk out in the middle of an argument and they do all these kind of things. Or if you want to know if somebody likes you or they don't like you, somebody who's not really, doesn't really like you, they're going to breadcrumb you. They're going to breadcrumb you. All right. What does that mean? They're not going to be consistent with it. Okay. They're going to touch you up Monday. Then they'll touch you up Thursday. Then they of course always disappear on the weekend and hit you up Sunday night after they've gone out with three other people. All right, that's somebody who's not serious. That's somebody who's breadcrumbing you. That's somebody who doesn't like you to progress with you in the way that you would want to progress towards something, which is usually a serious relationship, okay? So these are the people that will waste your fucking time, okay? Don't bother. Don't bother. One of the biggest tips I can give you guys, all right? And especially a lot of the younger people that don't know, when you see these kind of behaviors, the breadcrumbing, the inconsistency, the excuses, you know, people that aren't really into you or people that don't really like you, they're going to make excuses. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't see you. You know, I have to wash my car. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't see you. You know, I have to, you know, get my tire replaced or whatever excuse they can come up. When you see that there's always an excuse, be careful, okay? Be careful. They could be dating somebody else or they're just not into you or something like that. And here's another thing that I want to bring up that's really important, you guys. The level of attraction is always the strongest in the beginning. All right. So if you're not getting that level of attraction from this person in the beginning, do you think it's going to get better later on if you didn't have it in the beginning? It's not. So if you're dealing with somebody and you feel like, oh, you really like them, but they're not really showing you much, you know, they show you a little bit, they dangle that carrot in front of you and, you know, give you those lame words like, I really like you, you know. I see you as my future girlfriend and, you know, you're everything I've been looking for and everything like that. First of all, that's words. We never believe words in the beginning, you guys. We never believe words in the beginning. Just be careful with that, all right? So you have to see over time, you know, what somebody's about. It's a, you know, it's an endurance game like I've told you guys. But the point I'm trying to make as to whether somebody likes you, if somebody likes you, there won't be that hot and cold, all right? There won't be that hot and cold. That person will be coming on strong in the beginning. And if you're dealing with somebody who's giving you a little bit of, you know, love bombing here or attention here, and then you feel like you don't know if they like you, you know, you're starting to question things, that's a red flag, you guys. And especially in the beginning, that means that person is not all in. Okay. And if they're not all in the beginning, all right, there's something there that they're not sold on you about. All right. And later on, their level of attraction is going to be less. Okay, because they didn't have it in the beginning. And as time goes by, what happens as time goes by? What happens? People start to see more and more flaws in somebody, right? So that's why in the beginning, everybody seems new and exciting because you have this picture in your mind of what they are. Oh, they're so wonderful. They're so attractive, right? But as you get to know them, you start to see little things you don't like, right? So the level of attraction starts to wane as time goes by, all right? That's why people always think the grass is greener, because they're not in it. They're seeing it from afar. They're seeing it as a fantasy. And, you know, fantasy is not real life. You want somebody who understands that. Somebody who understands that it's about a person's character. And that means that you're dealing with a straight up arrow and they follow through. Okay. When somebody likes you, they follow through. All right. There is no question as to whether you're going to see them. There is no question as to whether they're going to follow through with the call or the texts. They're on the money. People that like you are on the money. Okay. Now, there are some people that do like other people, but they play games. But here's the thing with people who play games, all right? People who play games are not people that you can take seriously, because if they're going to play games like that, you never know if you could rely on them. And what good is that? You don't want to deal with somebody that you don't know whether you could rely on them, that you feel like, you know what? You don't know if you're on for Saturday night because you haven't heard from them all week. All right. So you don't want to deal with that nonsense. You want to deal with somebody who's a straight up person. So like I said, you'll know whether they like you if they're transparent with you, if they follow through, if they're consistent. Okay, if they see you on a regular basis, if they have no problem with you on the social media, if they have no problem posting with you on social media, if they have nothing to hide, okay? People that like you don't have a hidden life somewhere, okay? They don't have a hidden life, and people who like you, okay, like you to progress with you, are not going to be talking about their exes. Okay, they're not going to be still hung up on an ex. They're going to be past that in their life. So, you know, you want somebody who's emotionally available. So what does that mean? That means that they're broken up at least 6 months or more from an ex. All right. And that there's no strings attached. They're not going to their ex's house to have dinner. If you see any of that kind of nonsense, you better watch out. All right. I don't care if they have kids with them. You got to watch out with that stuff, all right? Because you don't know if they have a situationship with their ex or what's going on there. And they're just saying, you know, oh, it's for the kids. Oh, it's for the kids. No, you follow what's for the kids through the agreement that you have through the courts if you were married and whatever other agreement that you have. It's not saying that you can't be friendly with your ex, but not to the point where you're buddy-buddy, all right? Those are the relationships you have to watch out for, because a lot of people have exes that they haven't severed the tie, all right? And you don't want to get involved in that mess, believe me when I tell you, all right? So make sure that whoever you deal with and you're trying to figure out if they like you, though, they are emotionally available, and they're not, there's no strings with their exes, okay? So I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day, you guys.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.